Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Saturday, the 17th of January 2026. Today's topic is Short-Lived Joy of the Hypocrites. Our text today is taken from Acts chapter 5 verse 1 to 11. Verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whiles it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. Verse 6. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, Tell me whether ye sold the land for so much? And she said, Yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, How is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in, and found her dead, and, carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. Verse 11. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. Our memory verse is taken from Acts chapter 5 verse 5. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. Ananias and Sapphira, a couple in the early church, decided to sell their property to give some of the money to the church. However, they hypocritically claimed to have given the entire amount to the church when in reality they had kept some of the money for themselves. Their action seemed simple and harmless, but God saw their deception as grievous. As a result, they faced severe consequences, and their hypocrisy was exposed because God cannot be deceived. As Christians, we must be genuine and transparent in our actions and intentions. Hypocrisy can lead to severe consequences, not just in this life, but also in eternity. Hypocrisy is dangerous and it demonstrates lack of integrity and honesty in our lives. Hypocrisy is dishonoring God. When we pretend to be something we are not, we dishonor God and bring shame to His name. Hypocrisy can lead to temporary happiness, but it ultimately robs us of the true joy that comes from living a genuine and honest life. Don't be a hypocrite. Repent and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Quote for the day: Be genuine and transparent. The challenge for today is, don't be a hypocrite. Prayer. Dear Lord, help me to be transparent at all times. In Jesus' name, Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher every day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.